Hey everyone, your designers are here.
I'm Anita at Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly at My Soulful Home. And we've got tips and tricks and decorating advice for you today. So let's get started.
Today is episode 117, What to Do Now for Christmas. And can you hear the jingling of the bells? I love the sound effects. So I know it's very early, but we are going to talk about what to get a jump start on right now so you don't have a hectic, stressful Christmas. And listen, it is not too early to talk about Christmas. Sometimes I just wrote a post about what to do now. And, you know, I know I get a little bit of blowback. Oh my gosh, I don't want to even think about that. Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to be organized and you want to have a stressless Christmas, it's time. It's yeah. not too early to
We're
start
talking about
Christmas
planning.
Now.
We're not talking about putting up your tree. Right.
Okay.
We're
so
planning.
Remember a few minutes ago, I said, stop the presses. I've got to go pick up a package from my porch.
Yes. A couple,
guess what it was? Well, I can't say what it was, but I'm because somebody from my family.
Was it a gift from me?
Oh, it was a gift for Evie.
Oh, how sweet.
A Christmas gift.
It's a Christmas gift. And she said, what did you get from Kate Spade? And I said, none of your business.
That's a nice gift.
Very nice. So,
okay, I love their handbags. I have to tell you, I'm a little addicted to their handbags.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know, mm-hmm. me too. So
Anita's already shopping.
I'm just telling you, thinking along those lines. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'd like to kick it off if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Idea. Because I think mine is definitely foundational. Take a look at what you've got for Christmas. And like your closet, if you haven't put that ornament on the tree in the last 3 years or 2 years or even 1 year, maybe it's time for that ornament to bless somebody else's tree, right?
Oh, great
Call
idea.
Pull out what you don't want, because sometimes those boxes, as exciting as it is to open them when you're on the 5th or the 6th or the 50th or the 60th bin, yep. you say, I don't even want to do this anymore. You know, this is mm-hmm. now becoming mm-hmm. work and not so much fun. So if you can call out the things that you don't want and then condense down the things that you do want, not only will you mm-hmm. have less to do come the time to decorate the tree and put up the wreath and all of that, but you'll have mm-hmm. an opportunity to have time to go donate the things that you don't want to use anymore.
So someone else can use them.
Yeah, so someone else can find right. them at a thrift store or whatever
So many people have lost things recently in the fires and in
good
all the hurricanes.
Point.
So this is a really good time
things, yes.
to mm-hmm. donate things, give them, or maybe you're not, maybe this, none of these tragedies happen near you, but just go give it mm-hmm. to a family that mm-hmm. maybe, you know, they don't have as much as you do. So it's really
right.
a great time to.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm going to actually piggyback on everything you just said. I actually did this about 3 or 4 years ago, and I got rid of all my big 23 big blue bins. And I had them
Whoa.
All numbered. And, yeah. But here's what happens when you put them away. I mean, you just forget. You're just throwing stuff in there by
well,
the end
yeah,
of the
yeah,
day.
You yeah. accumulate, so and then it's too much.
I got rid of stuff. Like, I don't use Santa Clauses and reindeers and snowmen anymore. That's just not how I decorate. So I did. I gave them away to everybody. You know, I took a lot to the Salvation Army, a lot to our local home, Goodwill. But then I got shoe boxes and clear plastic, and the ones a little bigger. And so I have like all my ornaments, like round red, green, and red and green and silver and gold ornaments, like the smaller ones, all in one of these bins. So I know exactly, and I have them all on a shelf, I know exactly what's in there.
Yeah, that's really smart. I've been trying to do that as well. I culled a lot of stuff out when we moved. And mm-hmm. then last year I did the same thing. And I think this year I probably have more to pare down, but it really mm-hmm. felt good. And, you know, you don't have to keep every ornament that you got at some gift exchange. And, you know, it's really not special to you and you don't really, really like it. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody mm-hmm. else might love it. So pass it on. So that is my number mm-hmm. one tip to start planning for Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to start and say, make lots of lists. Start now. Mm-hmm. I just did a post last week on get a head start on Christmas, do these things now. And my number one tip was make a list and check it twice. Like get a gift list going, a things to do list, a things to buy list. And actually I start that at the end of the year. Like, okay, what did I need this year that I don't have? And so, what to buy, what are you going to make? I have, how your meals and menus and shopping guides, at least start those lists now. Mm-hmm. And, so you can keep them running all the way through Christmas. They're going to keep you a lot more organized.
Mm-hmm. I think the lists are definitely the way to go because especially, this year, I'm not doing the Christmas pictures, but I have in the past. Mm-hmm. And now is the time. I mean, my girls used to wear the matching dresses. So, I mean, now would be the time I would be picking out the clothes, right, deciding where I was going to take the portraits, how I was going to, you know, style them and everything. Mm-hmm. Because then you have to order the pictures and pick out mm-hmm. the, you know, the cards that you're going to use them on. Because I used to always use the cards that had the pictures in them. You use the as a frame. And it,
that's
and then if you're
going
to send that out at the beginning of December, really, mm-hmm. you know, now is the time mm-hmm. to start kind of working on that.
And if, if you people are in the picture that you want to send, let's say you're going to send a family photograph, like I just sent an email to my kids and said, hey, the weekend before Thanksgiving, I'd like us all to get together. We're going to take a picture in the red truck with lots of greens. Please think think about this color, you know, what colors we're going to be wearing. So we're coordinated and we're going to be on tartan blankets and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So if there's like, it's not like, oh, well, you didn't tell us about that. And oh, mm-hmm. you know, we did have some discussion last year about can we wear jeans? Well, that wasn't in the color scheme. So iron all that out before.
Well, let's take a step back. Mm-hmm. To-do cards or not to-do cards? I am going to give everyone who's listening permission not to do cards.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, because I don't do them anymore.
I don't do them anymore either. I mm-hmm. really enjoyed them when my girls were little.
I did,
and,
too.
And, you know, it seemed like you just wanted to show off those cute little outfits on those cute little gals. And it was really fun to see people, other people, you know, it was sort of all our friends that were having kids around the same time. We had all these cards going around every year and just, oh my goodness, look how big so-and-so gotten. And mm-hmm. it was fun. But not that they're not gorgeous and handsome and charming and wonderful as teenagers, but you know, they're kind of not as much. Like, well, here's what's little.
Here's what's changed for me. Back in the day when my kids were little, we didn't have Facebook. So I looked forward to these cards so much because mm-hmm. I wanted to know the kids. What did the kids, everybody's kids look like? Because they'd always grown so much in a year. That's how you saw, oh, look, little Jimmy's 13 now. He's taller than his mom. I mean, that's when you found that stuff out. But now, you know, being friends with everybody on Facebook, I see the pictures throughout the year. And so mm-hmm. it's, you know, I mean, if you want to do the cards, I think it's a great tradition. There's nothing against it, but it doesn't feel as critical now to do.
No, and I hear a lot of people, like friends that are still doing the cards. And I always have, it's funny. My mom had the same experience. Gloria Cockings, she was a neighbor in our neighborhood where I grew up. Gloria Cockings was always the first Christmas card. Okay. Mm. I have a friend, Dana Streeter. She was always the first Christmas card. And like people say, oh my God, I got my first Christmas card. And they started to get like stressed out. Like, I don't even have my picture debt. I mean, like my kid has a pimple. Like I can't even take a picture.
You
know, like,
you can Photoshop that now.
You know, yeah, but the kids, things, the girls, they're like, you're not taking
stressed.
My picture.
Yeah, but the people get stressed out. Don't mm-hmm. like Christmas cards should not be stressful. Either you do it because you want to and you have the time and your family is interested in it, or you don't. There is no
ask you this,
obligation.
That's right. There is not. Let me ask you this, though. How much do you love opening your Christmas cards in your mailbox? I love that.
I like it. Ugh. But I for the first few years when I stopped sending them, then they made me feel guilty.
That's right. Well, here's the thing. Not be a guilt-inducing.
But now I've
But when you stop sending them, you stop getting them.
This is
so true. I don't get a lot anymore.
You're absolutely right. People are so happy to take you up.
Thank goodness I don't have to send her one anymore.
And let me throw this out. It's not what anything you do now, but if you get Christmas cards, like, what do you do with all of them? Some people cut them up and use them like as gift tags, blah, blah, blah.
I don't cut people's pictures up.
No, I understand. But I mean, there's
the Cockings family.
There's more to Christmas cards than the kind that, you know, you have pictures. You take the pictures of people. There's so many other beautiful cards with great sentiments and things. But what we do with it is we have a round dough bowl. And well, we do this with like cards that, and just cards throughout the year, birthday cards, things people send us, nice, you know, thank you cards, whatever. We put them in a bowl, and then when we remember, and I did, this is not an original idea. I got this from my son's mother-in-law. We take out a few and pray for them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So for the whole year, we just keep rotating.
I knew she'd find a way to make us feel bad.
No, it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with what you're going to do.
Don't make it all about
them.
You.
Anita is one of the less make it about me people I know.
I know. Don't you love that about her?
I do love that about her. But yeah.
Then we can make it more about Asifan.
Of course. I was going to say, we know who the important people are.
Oh, boy.
So let's get back to the praying. Let's get back to the praying now.
Yeah, let's be a little more humble. So that's a really good thing to do with
that
your
is
Christmas
a nice
cards.
Thing to do. Mm-hmm. That is a really nice thing to do. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's still kind enough or didn't realize I haven't been sending them cards and they still send me cards, I'm going to pray for you too. I think that's really sweet.
Isn't that a sweet idea?
That is nice.
When Christopher got married to Abigail, his just absolutely adorable wife, I learned that from Abby's mom, Victoria. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
She's just lovely.
Great idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you for the tip, Victoria. Okay. So if you're doing your cards, knock yourself out. Love it. Enjoy it. Embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not, woohoo. Go do something else, right? Yes. Uh-huh. That's fine too.
Here's another thing. If you don't like to do the cards, if you are a baker, see, like, oh my gosh, I might make chocolate chip cookies and I really do like my sugar cookie recipe, but that is about it for me. You know, you might want to even, can't you make dough way far ahead and keep and freeze it?
I think you can. Sure.
Yeah. Like
my mother-in-law does that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, especially if it's like a maybe a chocolate chip cookie, you could roll it into a log, roll it in parchment, put it in plastic wrap, and then put it in a freezer bag or something.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
You can cut off and bake. Yeah.
Right. And then sometimes my daughters, particularly Laura, she is a baker and she'll say, oh, let's make some cookies. And they all look, I'm like, oh, we don't have this. We don't have this. Wait, that way you'd have it ready to go. And then you can just do the really fun parts of the decorating or whatever.
Now that's all embellish anything.
Well, if you have time and you're really someone who loves to cook, now's the time to be even thinking about your menu for Christmas and kind of maybe you'll think, oh, I want a new potato recipe or I want a new vegetable recipe. So you can try some things out and decide what you really want.
Hey, I've already been looking at Pinterest to find something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But also, but if you haven't made it before, sometimes it's nice to test it. You just wait. Well, I kind of do too. But we've been cooking a long time. I can tell by the recipe. I know you can too, whether it's going to be good or not.
Mm-hmm. And also think who your guests are going to be. Are there going to be overnight guests coming? Mm-hmm. You know, are there going to be people that are going to bring things? We just got done a Thanksgiving table episode, the last episode. And if you haven't listened to that, that's a must listen to. But we talk about a lot of the things that we talked about for the table of Thanksgiving are very transferable for Christmas as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, everything is so compressed. So again, we can't emphasize it enough. The planning is so crucial to you enjoying yourself. Mm-hmm. And as a result of you enjoying yourself, your guests and your family enjoying yourself. Because, you know, the happy mom, the happy hostess, the happy wife, all of that is really true. It's reflective. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it kind of trickles down to everybody else.
Bobby, happy wife, happy life.
Don't you just love a great recommendation from a friend? Well, we're delighted to be recommending these companies and their wonderful products to you today. And let them know your friends at DTT sent you.
Wrap as you go.
Oh, such a big thing.
But I'll be honest, by the time, we're buying Christmas things. I'll let my daughter pick out some things in the summer. Mm-hmm. So I'll go ahead and get them. Honestly, by the time Christmas comes, someone will say, did you forget something? And of course, sure enough, there's something in the back of the closet.
Yeah. You have to keep a list. And also,
them all together.
Write numbers on the bottom so I know what they are, and I keep a little list. But here's what I was going to tell you. Wrapping as you go just makes your life so much easier. And I have a really cool post. I mean, it is nothing fancy. It's one of those little plastic drawers. Like, I think it has three drawers on wheels, you know. And I have everything that you need to wrap a gift except the wrapping paper in there. And I just keep it up on a table in our sitting room in our bedroom. And I have my wrapping paper. I get coordinating wrapping paper, maybe only three types. And I keep them in a big garbage can so they stand up nice and tall. And I am good to go.
Mm. That is so smart. And, you know, I love to wrap presents. My mom always gave me the job.
Boxes.
Yeah. Well, I did. Back in the day, in the 70s or whatever, when I was wrapping presents when I was little, and my mom was showing me how to make the curly ribbon and all that with the scissor and the tape, you know. And she would always let me wrap the presents, and I loved doing it. And I remember, in the department stores, like Macy's or Bloomingdale's, they used to have like a wrapping department. Do you ever remember that?
Yes.
I worked for a department store.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to work there so badly when I was little. So I really love to wrap presents. I love to make them all special. But when you're looking at a giant pile, especially I only have two kids. I mean, you have a bunch of kids and little kids, and they're getting a lot of things. Oh, and sometimes you're looking at that, and you're up on Christmas Eve sometimes until, you know, into Christmas morning, and you're wrapping. You're just like, one more piece of tape.
Then it's not fun. Then you throw everything in a bag and call it a day. You just said something. Collect boxes. I mean, I don't care that my son gets a coveted shirt from Orvis that he loves in a Janie and Jack, you know, kitty. That doesn't bother me at all because it's such a beautifully wrapped gift. Mm-hmm. This is another thing that's so wonderful about Bobby. He wraps with me, and if I can give him anything in a box, he'll wrap it.
Wow.
Now, he does not. He wraps it.
I think we just figured out her secret. Because, see, Kelly and I can be a little... Well, we can be a little slouchy. We've been known to use gift bags, and we get in trouble with her. But I did not realize she had the Bobby wrapping machine. Yeah, sure. That we don't have
the
Bobby
wrapping. Only at Christmas, though.
A Bobby pet and a Bobby wrapping machine.
I do. And I would take the Bobby wrapping machine over that Bobby pet, although I love that any day.
Yes. But
I'll put a, have everything in one place, and I'll put that post up because it's so super, super easy. It's not pretty at all. I just use the plastic bag actually to put all my trash in. So it's just so super, super easy. I'll put that up and wrap as you go. And
Yvonne alluded to this before.
It's freeing.
Yeah, it is free. But once you've wrapped, you know, you might say to yourself, oh, I'll remember in my case that, Ava's has the green ribbon and Laura's has the red ribbon.
Won't. Mm-hmm.
And they're the same size because they're pretty much, they will not. So just on the bottom, either put the initials or some sort of indication to yourself of who this is for. And here's another thing. Tell your most trusted friend who you know, maybe a young friend who will be alive for a long time, where you put all the presents so you don't forget.
Oh, I'm like the worst offender of that. In July, I'll find something in the back of my closet and think,
oh my gosh, I'm getting
where that was.
Scary. You know what I do now? Hmm. And everybody laughs. This is almost like a weekly thing. I'll decide, okay, we have all dinner, and then maybe I'm going to make a little extra thing, like heat up some peas, or I'm going to put a couple of like a baguette in the oven, you know, sliced, and I do the drizzle with olive oil, and I'll put some sea salt on or something, and I'm like, oh, this will be so nice, a little extra, and then I totally forget
it.
And like the other day, I went to heat up my tea in the microwave, and I pushed the thing, and it opened up, and there's a giant bowl of Brussels sprouts in there.
I bet you that smelled wonderful.
I know, from the night before.
Oh my gosh.
I remember saying to Laura, do you want me to heat up those Brussels sprouts and you could have them as a side dish? And she was like, yes. And that we are. So if I can forget Brussels sprouts like in 20 minutes, I'm going to forget yes. You know, a month, yes. Yeah, 2 months yeah, in advance.
That's why you have to like number the bottom of them and have a little list with like number one is this gift. Because
yeah.
My son, like, you know, he'd open something and it's a Victoria's Secret box and it's my daughter's bra that he'd wear like Mickey Mouse ears, you know, and, you know, he says, oh, we love this gift. So it really, that's when I decided I can't remember what everything is.
Yeah.
And if you do, we have a tradition, and this is another one I was going to talk about, is just make sure that you're making memories and keeping traditions. And now's the time to plan for those wonderful traditions. We have after church, we'll come back and we can open one night before Christmas gift. So they're always wrapped in a totally different wrapping paper because to find them under the tree has been maddening.
So you choose which ones they're allowed to open the night before.
Oh, we have one. Yes, because they're pajamas for their pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And Chris didn't figure that out till he's like 14. And he said,
that's so funny.
Didn't I get pajamas last year? And Jackie goes, Chris, you have them every year.
That is so funny. Like,
oh, yeah.
First, you've been not paying attention.
Yeah.
And that's what I got too. My mother would say, oh, we'd come home from church and dinner or whatever. And when I was little, and my mom would say, okay, so now you can pick one out. And then she'd be like, how about this one? And it was always pajamas.
But now my kids, even as they're grown up, if they're at our house for Christmas, because we have to share with the in-laws, so we do every other year, we still buy them pajamas. And then this year I'll have both babies. So, am I going to have fun?
It's going to be a special Christmas.
It's going to be a very special Christmas, but keep your traditions. There mm-hmm. are things like we've had a tradition until the babies where, you know, Bob goes downstairs and turns the tree lights on and makes sure that Santa Claus, I mean, my kids are married for heaven's sakes, but because they love this so much and they have to make their beds, brush their teeth, wash their faces, comb their hair, and they have to sit at the top of the stairs.
Oh, really?
Stop. Do you know? They have to make their beds?
Yes.
I run such a loose house.
No, really. It's totally loose.
They free for all here.
Love this. And my sweet grown-up son-in-law, who I just adore, Jonathan, you're amazing, actually did that for the love of us.
Oh.
And we have pictures of this. I mean, this year it'll be different. Now they have their own babies, so we'll have to have a new version of that. But make those.
Are they still coming Christmas Day to your house?
They come before Christmas Day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to be so fun.
Yeah, they come like it's either the 23rd or the 24th.
That's another point mm-hmm. to be making is that you may have your family gathering not on Christmas mm-hmm. Day, so you have that.
True.
And then, I mean, and if that's your big get-together, you still want to have something special on Christmas Day, even if that's mm-hmm. not the big gathering day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So whether, let's say you're having it early, make sure that you're keeping those traditions they're the thread of your family. Mm-hmm. They really keep families knit together. So it's really mm-hmm. important that you're thinking about those things now. And if you don't have them, start developing some.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's not too late for that.
No, because we started maybe 10 years ago, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, when everybody's together, like our whole house, our whole extended family, we do some kind of Christmas activity. I mean, it is like herding cats, but it's really fun. And we didn't always have that. We just started it and we love it. And this year we have four babies and our whole extended family. It may look a little different. So you know what I'm saying? Keep this going. Oh,
mm-hmm. So great. Mm-hmm. So great. Yeah. Hey, here's one thing we could think about. Where do you stand on the tree? Tree stand. That's kind of funny. Don't stand on
you
the
mean
tree.
Real or
tree
faux? The
real or faux?
Hmm. Oh, well, I prefer the real, personally. But I do have a small faux that I like that could go on a table. So, I mean, there's so many questions, real or faux, but also, is it okay to have a miniature tree versus the large one?
Yeah. Where do you stand on that, Kelly?
Well, I'm always was a real, since I've had my trees with mm-hmm. Peter and mm-hmm. then the girls. We've always had real trees. I grew up with a tree from Sears where my mom and dad would you put the pole in, and then there were these little colors on the ends of the branches.
My job would be
to make the pile. And as the years went by, the color was flaking off. So it was much harder as the years went by.
A mystery.
To judge which was, but you know,
that's a tradition for you.
Yeah, there was a sizing. That's a 70s Christmas tradition, mm-hmm, right? The smell of the fake tree coming out of the box.
Yeah, that was our 70s tradition too.
But then we've always had a real tree, and I do go a little crazy at the tree yard or the lot. We go and pick it out. And last year we got it from the YMCA, which does a great job, and they have huge, gorgeous trees. And I always pick a tree that's bigger than we really should have.
They look
gorgeous,
small
gorgeous
outside.
Yeah, gorgeous. And so, and Laura is. I really, really, really feel strongly about the real tree. So, because I was even weakening. But then last year, I purchased a tree. I thought, if I'm going to go fake, I'm going to go way fake. So I got this platinum colored tree. Now,
Sounds pretty.
Yes,
it is fantastic. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I did the burlap and the bling thing for real. Like I had some burlap in, and I wrapped the bottom in burlap, and I just did all gold and silver and burlap-y kind of ornaments and stuff. And that was the one in my kitchen. So I can add the link to that, to the show notes. But hey, you know, I thought if I'm going to go faux, I'm going to go way faux. And it's terrific.
Way faux. It's way faux.
It's way faux.
You're going to do it faux real.
Exactly. So those color trees, and Laura's dying for, she wants a pink one, but I don't know if I could go there. But this one's
maybe for
platinum.
Her bedroom.
I like the pink
ones. As my kids grew up, I let really them have like a tree those. In their bedroom.
Yeah, so she has a little tiny pink phase
at some point where she decided that trees were no longer acceptable, so we weren't allowed to even have a tree anymore.
You had a Christmas without a Christmas tree?
Many, many.
Oh, Nita,
I'm telling
Jean,
you, I know.
I'm giving you a hug.
Words out of my mouth. I was just going to say, you need a big hug, girl.
I know.
Nothing against your mom, but, you know, that's, bless her heart.
No, that's not right.
Let's go into something happier.
Oh, I can't. I don't think I can. Little Nita Jean sitting there with a, no lights, no tree.
No.
Oh, my gosh. No. Okay. All right, let me.
You have a tree now, of course.
Okay, you have a tree. Yes.
If not, we're sending you one. Donations for Nita Jean's tree.
Oh, my gosh. No. The neighborhood I grew up in, I just thought this was so exotic. It was a friend of mine and her mom. So a girl who was my age, and her Kim Carl and her mom, Mrs. Carl, she had like kind of this like updo that was white. It wasn't the gray hair. She like had white hair.
Platinum. And she, like a platinum.
Yeah, but way platinum. Mm-hmm, and she was, you know, she was a young woman. She was probably in her 30s. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she was sort of like very exotic compared to the other gals in the neighborhood. And she had a white Christmas tree. I thought that was the most fabulous thing ever. Mm. I mean, really? And I think the faux trees are coming back.
Oh, wow, strong.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those things. It, you know, sometimes that's, you're right. I mean, sometimes the faux trees don't work when they're kind of a bad faux.
Yeah.
So when you go where it's obviously a faux, to me, it's kind of an acknowledgement and just kind of more of a fun way to go sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to go over the top with those.
Right.
Yeah. Well, my platinum tree is definitely over the top, but I think you guys will like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure you saw the pictures. We were all on that tour together, but I'll put a link in the show notes. But Mrs. Carl's tree, I mean, it just took my breath away. It was fabulous.
Okay. Here's another idea. I used to love the surprise factor when my kids were little. That they would be surprised with what they got because, you know, we knew their heart's desire. And my favorite Christmas is my son wanted to play the drum. So he had drum lessons on a drum pad, not a set. So for Christmas, we got him a set of drums. He had no idea. He was like just overcome. It was so cool.
Oh.
And we can't do that anymore because, you know, they're grown and they have babies of their own and young families. So I started, to my chagrin, sending everybody an email, and they'll get one maybe in about a week or so saying, hey, I'd like you to tell me what you want, and I'd like the links to what you want and your sizes and colors. Now, I may ask them to pick between 5 and 8 things. That doesn't mean they're going to get all those things. They may not. Maybe Bobby and I have something. I mean, I have something in mind for one of the kids that they don't even know about. But at least this gives me a great jumping off point. So they're getting some beautiful things they love. And you know, as you get older, you don't want to spend money and have your kids go, thank you very much, Mom. And then they never use it.
Right.
Well, I think it's just practical.
Yeah.
And, I mean, in this day and age, you know, a lot of things people can mm-hmm. kind of get their own thing. You don't want to spend significant amount of money and then it be something the person doesn't really want.
And here's the other thing. I love that I can order it online and I don't have to go out for it.
Oh, well, so, I used to always do that with my mother-in-law. She so much appreciated it. But I would always find these great deals where everything was on sale. Mm-hmm, and then she would wait till the last minute to order it. And she would say, well, none of this stuff's available. I'm like, well, honey, I found these great deals for you, but you had to get them then.
Well, you know? If you can stand waiting till Cyber Monday, a lot of these things do go on sale. And sometimes they do that, like even before that, they're a pretty good price. So think about sending an email to anybody on your wish list that doesn't live in your home, or even if they do, like your girls, Kelly, just, you know, if you know everything they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ava always waits till the last minute. Mm-hmm. And then she's sort of disappointed that it doesn't miraculously appear. I mean, maybe she still does believe in Santa. Like she's just like on the 23rd, she's like, I'm done with my list. I'm like, oh, okay. Santa will get that by osmosis now. You know, that sometimes she doesn't actually get her items for a week or so after Christmas, but you know, maybe she gives me the last second.
So she
gets it. So that's happened before, but hey, that, you know, that's okay. And sometimes they have very into makeup and all of that now.
Mm-hmm. You know, your stockings must be so fun to fill.
Yeah. The stockings are really fun. And I kind of start those, you know, right away. You know, every you see little things here and there. Even when I was on my hiking trip, I got a few little things to stick in there for them. So that's a fun thing.
We do couple stockings now, which is really fun. And there may be girly things and guy things all in the same.
That's cute.
And that's the last thing we do. We open that very last, and it's, you know, in the afternoon. It's fun. We make an event. But here's also what I was going to say. Plan your events, parties, and dinners now, because people's calendars fill up.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So now's the time to do it. If a group of you maybe want to go see a show or you know, like I love to do something over Christmas, like go to see a Christmas carol or go to see some kind of a Christmas show or go, you know, even to New York to see the Rockettes. You definitely want to do that now. I mean, some things that might be even a little late, but get on that immediately.
Wow, we've covered a lot of territory today. And there's so many things that you can do ahead. I mean, now I know I've got to go work on my list today. So I'll be ready for Christmas. So, I mean, and it's so true when you're organized.
I make my gift list. I'm wondering who I should send it to.
Peter.
No one's asked me for one.
Do you just send it out to
all your contacts?
Yeah, that's a great idea. You send it to us, honey. We'll make sure it gets in the right hands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I know somebody who might be getting a Christmas tree.
Anyway, we'll talk later. Okay, Kelly.
Oh, gosh. Okay, now I'm the charity case. So,
No. You anyway. Come a long way, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so these are so many great ideas. And it's just so, I think really the key point from today is be prepared, which is the Boy Scout motto. Mm. But I think it very much applies in this case. Be prepared, plan ahead, and things are not going to be so stressful, especially if you're the kind of person that's stressed by the holidays. Go ahead, do some planning now. You'll enjoy it later. And maybe you can pass some things off and assign some things to somebody else in your family to organize.
Listen, we give you permission. If something is that stressful, just don't do it. We give you permission.
That's right. And some things, there's some things we talked about may not work for you. We're not going to shame you. I mean, it's just, I've just decided some things work for me and some things don't.
That's right.
So do what works for you. And remember, as always, we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us.